This armor was intended only for parade purposes.
Stuart Peer is Arthur Ox Salzberger, curator in charge of arms and armor.
The working of armor in relief thinned the metal and therefore weakened it. Therefore, it served no function in the battlefield or in the tournament, but only for conspicuous display. Its elaborate embossing and rich use of precious metal proclaims it a royal armor for only the very wealthiest and most notable of men, in this case, a king of France. Henry II has the dubious distinction of having been killed in a tournament in 1559 during the celebrations for the marriage of his daughter. And this sad circumstance put a pall over the tournament in general, and specifically of heads of state participating in such a dangerous sport. This decoration is more in the French taste, more delicate, more complex, denser. We presume that it was made in Paris, based on the designs of one of the court artists, probably Étienne Delon, who was not only in charge of the Royal Mint in Paris, but was also one of the major designers of ornament in the court of Henry II. The figure in the center of the breastplate shows a Roman warrior receiving homage from two female figures below, offering up a sword and a mace, each of those weapons crowned as such with a laurel branch, like a victor receiving trophies of his victory. And the style of ornament, based on Roman wall paintings of the first century AD, that were very enthusiastically copied and modified and elaborated on by Renaissance artists of the 16th century,